ஓம் சாந்தி. ஓகே, சோ பாபா இஸ் டெல்லிங் அஸ் டு ரிமைன் அன்அஃபெக்டட். Now we need to have transformation to change sorrow into happiness. Because we are used to pay attention that we don't hurt anyone. If we are affected by any vices, even at the mind. Suppose I have anger, then what will happen? That even if I don't speak out, my face will speak out. And that's why anger, jealousy, hatred, dislike, my face and my activity will reveal it. There are 3 chairs in front, 2 chairs for sisters here in first and second row. So those who don't the brothers, there are so many seats at the back also. So we have to be careful that even at the thought level we don't have any negative feeling to positive. We have to change negative feeling to positive. Because if there is feeling negative, then our face and activity will reveal what is there in our mind. And so we have to see that we are empowering ourselves with opposite qualities. If I have anger, I have to develop tolerance and patience. If I have greed, I have to have contentment, thinking, Baba is giving me so many treasures. They are imperishable treasures, nothing less than material treasures. Then I won't have greed. So use knowledge. And if I have jealousy, Baba is inspiring us to develop self-esteem. He is giving so many titles in the Murali that we are feeling that we are special souls. Every day Baba says, you are a special soul, you are a lovely soul, you are sweet souls. So feel that that is my title. If we have animosity, have spiritual love and friendship. If we have ego, develop humility by thinking these are gifts given to me by God. Whatever speciality is there with me, is the gift given to me by God. So we have to change vices into virtues. And as I said, difficult is not to take sorrow. We take sorrow because we hear evil, see evil, think evil. And so as much as we become knowledgeful, remain observer of that path. Whatever is happening is that path in the drama. They are playing that path. So we have to remain observer. Tommy's class will be at 10 o'clock. So, as we develop spiritual love and be knowledgeful, we have to be knowledgeful. If we are knowledgeful, then what will happen? We will be sensible, not sensitive. Because mostly it's our sensitivity that we take sorrow. Sometimes you say Om Shanti to seniors and seniors don't respond with Om Shanti, you feel, they don't love me. So little things sometimes affects us. I can understand if somebody abuses us, defames us, criticizes us, that we take sorrow. But that also today Baba says, change sorrow into happiness. Just hear no evil and have mercy for them because they have such sanskar of looking at defects of me. If there are real defects, we have to thank them. But if that is none of our weakness and their vision is such, then we should have mercy for them that they are creating their karma. So that's where we have to change it. And if we have so much treasures of jnana, as today Baba says, you are dancing with godly knowledge. So those who are dancing, they are so much intoxicated and busy in dancing, that if somebody crazy is shouting, screaming, they don't pay attention. So we have to see that those who are doing like that, they are crazy because of old sanskars. And now crazy people will do anything. They will laugh at you, they will swear at you, they will sometimes punch also. In Australia, one sister was going on the street and smiling. So somebody came and punched her. Why you are so smiling and happy? Some people can't see you being happy. And especially if somebody is defaming you, swearing at you, and if you keep on smiling, then also they get more wild. What you are? Don't you understand what I'm telling you? So the thing is, we have to be using jnana in every situation and remain stable and unshakable. So Baba says, change sorrow into happiness, defamation into praise. So I have to see whether I can change defamation into praise. And that's where you have to see, that's their opinion, isn't it? What is Baba's opinion for me? Try to remind you, what Baba thinks of me, rather than what this one or that one thinks of me. Baba loves me. Baba thinks me special soul. People have their own opinion, and sometimes, as Baba says, no, if they are seeing with green glass, they will see everything green. If they are seeing with red glass, they will see everything red. So if they have their own weakness, sometimes they project on you. And so, listen but not listen. And that's what Baba says is real charity. Charitable soul doesn't mean that they give jnana and they give money or time and energy. But real charitable soul is the one who has got this transformation power. So I have to see that I have so much transformation power that, and I am so much knowledgeful and yogi, having discerning power as where to be where, because many times Baba says, be sweet, sometimes Baba says be strict, Baba says sometimes be child, sometimes master. So first and foremost I need that clear intellect and clean intellect to have discerning power, so that I know what's right, what is wrong, where to pay attention and where to ignore whatever people are doing and saying. So what we need to do is be careful, knowledgeful and yogi. And yogis final stage is completely detached. I have to check, am I completely detached from everything? Because unless I am observer, I will not be detached, isn't it? Otherwise, I worry about my body, I worried about my name, fame, position, possession, etc. So I have to see, I am completely detached. I have completely surrendered to Baba. Nothing is mine. Everything is Baba's. So I am completely detached, and then I will be in constant remembrance. And then I will be stable and unshakable. My stage will be in equanimity. And that stage is what we have to achieve. Okay, are there any questions from any of you? Ask. Dusra mic hai? Come here and speak with this mic. Those who have questions can ask.
Om Shanti. Good morning. Didi, in our region, we are facing a lot of nature changes very sudden and quickly. And well, as you say yesterday, most of the Baba's houses were safe, but people are starting to look for us for sustenance. So how can we, what do you recommend us, or which tips can you give us to remain unshakable always, or even in the midst of scarcity, no water, no food? Because now Costa Rica and Panama has a hurricane coming straight to them. And I was just talking to Marianne on the phone, and she said that they already are flooding, but normally hurricanes never come to our countries, so the people are a little bit afraid. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Baba has always warned us to be ready on physical level also. We are always told to have Baba, since 71 or something, I remember Baba Yagyat gave us direction, stock for 6 months of essential goods. If not 6 months, at least 15 days. And especially water. Water, and whether it is tin food, whether it's no, because we had a long list of what we should be stocking. Either stove, kerosene, matchbox, candles, then frozen vegetables, fruits. And I remember once Mohini Ben said that they are growing, I think, wheat grass or something in their basement. Something in the basement. So that sprouts or something, so that they have something. Because sprout you can eat raw. And if you have, mung beans or whatever seeds for sprouting, you can be sprouting all the time, eating it all the time, and in emergency you can grow more sprout. And so, something like whatever essential milk powder, tea leaves, sugar, something which doesn't spoil soon. At least I suggest everybody should keep for 15 days, because in summer some of the things don't last. Some people don't have storage place to store more things. And I remember in Sri Lanka they had stored the things in the basement. And when there was flooding, everything got washed away. He was asking me, should we feed some other people? I said, after a while they wrote, our ground floor is also flooded. So the thing is, we have to just sometimes survive on yoga power. But at least we have Baba. And somehow or other, Baba looks after his children, I know. But Laukik people, naturally, they will be devastated with all such things which they never imagined that they will have to face. But Baba has already told us, in the end this will be situation, and today's only also it was, in the end you will not get even food or fresh water. Even today's only it was there. So that's what our yoga power and our bodiless state. So at that time you have to be bodiless. Otherwise, hunger will pull us. So that's where we have to achieve such a stage. Anybody, anything else? You have to say anything, Ken?
No, I have to go.
You have to go.
I'm conducting the station now.
Huh? Okay, that's fine. Anybody has come in front and asked a question? You want to leave before you want to go? No? Enough Doli is in the body.
Om Shanti Didi. So one of the biggest problem in North America we face is finding time to do meditation. I know the acceptable time for meditation is at least 8 hours per day. That's what everyone said. And so in this situation, like in developed countries, how do we find time in between the busy schedule that we like in work, family?
Which country you are?
Canada.
Canada. Do you drive to the work?
I do, yes.
So what you do at driving?
I do put meditation and music. Yeah, I do that.
So you use your time that way, no? Driving. Those who are driving, they can meditate whilst driving. Those who are going for silence retreat, keep in mind they will not be allowed to leave for Dadi's program. Yeah, that's what Mirabai has decided. She will not let anybody to go out during silence retreat. Dadi may come at 11:30, may come at 11:45, we don't know. I can understand. The life is very busy and the schedule is very hectic. But what we have to do is, while showering, while taking meals, while driving, while taking cup of tea, now even when you are answering phone, by the time you pick up, you can meditate. And so we have to develop the art of karma yoga. Not that we can meditate only whilst sitting quietly. And what one Australian was sharing the experience, he used to drive from Sydney to Brisbane, which will be about 12 hours driving. So before he used to feel he needed company or feeling bored by being alone. But then he shared his experience. Now I enjoy driving, I keep Baba with me. So the thing is, this is also art. Art of remembering Baba whilst driving. And many drivers say, you know, that when they sit in the car, no, they use jnana whilst doing anything and everything. They use jnana. That when I sit in the car, I say, this is not the only seat I'm sitting here. Driving car, they'll say, okay, I am a driver of this car. And when there is a red light, that's a good time to meditate. And one of the Sydney driver, what he used to do, a Brahman, he used to have his Murli diary in the car. So at red light, he will revise the Murli. So, lunch time, breakfast time, we have good time to do meditation. Baba says, use your lunch time, or when you are doing your having your lunch, as silence and Baba's remembrance. So we have to pay attention and do all these things. Steno clock, I suppose. There is Tamil class now. They are waiting outside. So let us have 1 minute meditation.